Welcome to the world of Dracul. This is a story of a young woman who came into contact with a mysterious man named Dracul at a ball held in Romania. As her story begins with her first encounter with Dracul, his story unravels as their relationship grows. Previously on Dracul, as we once again viewed the world in Catherine's perspective, we came to see that she was entirely too close to unearthing the truth about her being related to Philippe Diana. Shortly after, she was visited by a changed Funani, who could only warn her of Sartrum before uncontrollably turning into his lycanthrope state, initially unable to recognize Catherine, before regaining some control and leaving in a rush. Seeking Dracul's help, Catherine then discovers his once hidden resting room, which strangely prevented Zazu's magical self from entering, only to discover an apparition that resembled Veronica before finally resting her eyes on a paralyzed Dracul. Staring down at the paralyzed Dracul, Catherine took a few shallow breaths. Taken aback by his plain lack of attire, she reverted her attention back on figuring out a way to wake him from his silent slumber. If I wake him during the day, will he act the same? Will he be different? Hesitant, she fidgeted with her clothes before shakily calling his name. No response. Biting her lip, she patted his shoulder. Again, he remained unmoving. With building frustration, she called his name out louder now, patting him harder but still gained no response. She yelled and yelled at the silent Dracul. It's as if he's truly dead. Finally, an idea popped into her head as she picked up a broken wooden shard off of the floor. Wincing, she slit at her finger, causing blood to start dripping down onto her hand. Dropping the splint. In an instant, Dracul's red eyes shot open and looked directly at Catherine as he slowly rose from the coffin, never breaking his gaze. His flaming red eyes glowed in the dark as he approached her with uncertain footing, causing her to break out in sweat as she could only stand there, staring back at him. In front of her now, he knelt on one knee and clasped her wrist, forcefully guiding her resisting hand towards his mouth until her finger was at his lips. Parting his lips with his tongue, he licked the blood clean off, peering at her the entire time as she gasped. Closing his eyes, he relished the taste of her blood until he opened his eyes again, which were now blue. Catherine. He breathed. Diana. There was a pause as he stood up, never letting go of her hand as his eyes changed back to brown. A dangerous game you played. What is it you seek? Catherine gulped. Funani came. Dracul's nostrils flared as she pressed on. He's different. He's changing. He turned right into a beast right before me in the kitchen. He nearly lunged at me. What? Before Dracul could move an inch, she quickly added. But he stopped himself. He left somewhere into the mountains, still as a beast. But that's not all. He warned me. Dracul squinted. He warned me of Sartrum. He said that he's planning something, but he didn't tell me what. Finally averting his eyes from hers, he thought deeply, letting her hands go. Catherine felt that pit in her stomach growing slowly as she waited for Dracul to break the silence. That's when she noticed his eyes fluttering seconds before he knelt down, breathing heavily. It's still daytime, isn't it? Nodding, she helped him onto his feet, bringing him over to the coffin. Tiringly, he advised her not to leave his side other than for necessities, for this room was safe from all magic. Heeding his advice, she helped him into the coffin. She was readying to close it when he shook his head not to, for there was something else whose duty was to close and lock it. Backing away from him, she felt a burning sensation in her chest as she saw the lid close and lock. Shaking her head, she slumped against a wall and sighed loudly into her hands. This is going to be a long day. Not realizing she had dozed off, she awoke to the sound of the lid being unlocked as she looked in the mirror to see Veronica looming over the coffin. Chills ran down her spine until Dracul finally emerged, looking sturdier than earlier. He beckoned her to come to him, and she did so willingly as he grabbed her hand, inspecting the finger that he licked.
Does it hurt?
She shook her head in response, lifting her hand up. He pressed his mouth against her finger.
Do not be afraid. I just need to heal your cut, but in order to do so, I must sink a tooth into you. Is that all right with you?
His breath tickled her hand as she nodded. Lingering his gaze on her for a moment longer, his canines elongated and pierced through her skin. Initially, she jumped from the sharp pain, but quickly felt her entire being relax as euphoria spread throughout her body, blinding her vision and numbing her mind. All her worries subsided as she closed her eyes, intoxicating herself with this otherworldly pleasure as random colors faded in and out of her mind. Before she knew it, the rush was gone. Opening her eyes, she found that the bear Dracul was staring at her intensely, still holding her hand, which had only a small dot where the cut used to be. Letting go of her, Dracul informed her that the small dot should fade as time went on before they made their way up the countless number of stairs back into his room. An excited squawk escaped Zazu upon Catherine's arrival, where they hastily embraced one another. Awkwardly, Catherine looked away as Dracul dressed himself. Once fully sheathed, he approached them both, asking again if Funani had told her anything more about Sartrum, to which she shook her head. With a look of frustration, he beckoned Catherine to head to her room and pack lightly, informing her that the best course of action for now was to take a trip somewhere else for a while. A deep-rooted pit weighed down in Catherine's stomach, biting her bottom lip as she slowly nodded. Trudging back to her room, she pet Zazu in an effort to soothe herself. It's going to be okay. It's not like it's your first time leaving a place you called home. A heavy sigh escaped her mouth as she approached her room, but before she could enter, something didn't feel right. Sensing this oddity, Zazu perked up, climbing to Catherine's shoulder in a ready stance. Slowly, Catherine opened her bedroom door to an egregious sight as she slapped her hands over her mouth. A cry escaped her as she rushed in, only to freeze in her tracks once more. Her entire room was ransacked and destroyed. Several items of clothing were torn in half as they lay dead on her floor. Her curtains were barely hanging as her window was left open, leaving the chilly wind to cause further disarray as papers lay scattered along the floor. The bedding was undone, and her easel was knocked over, causing her pencils and paints to scatter as some of her brushes were snapped in half. Running to her tumbled bedstand, she searched through the clutter for her sketchbook, only to discover that it, too, was made victim. Pages and pages of art were torn, ripped, scribbled over, and missing. Shakily, she dropped the sketchbook. Its resounding thud echoed through her heart as she found all her canvases torn. New paintings, finished paintings, and even untouched canvases were all gutted. Breathing heavily, she crawled over to her closet, trying desperately not to trample over her ruins, and searched for the plain, gray dress she wore when she attended her first night out, her first ball, where she met Lydiel Woof, Wumain Losti, and Rakul. Tears had welled in her eyes already, struggling to stay in. However, upon laying eyes on the dress, she could no longer resist the urge to sob. This, too, was slain in half. This was the only thing I had. Before she could finish her thoughts, a gust of cologne brushed against her as Dracul appeared next to her, standing over the mess. His voice now fluctuating. What is this? What happened? Sobbing, Catherine lifted the dress, showing it to Dracul before holding it against her bosom. This is all I had left of my mother. Everything's gone. Unable to stand, she remained on the floor, crying desperately into the dress as Zazu watched in silence. A low growl escaped Dracul, whose fists were now clenched white, noticing the hazy green remnants naked to the human eye. He could only mutter one word. Sartrum. Catherine's sobbing paused for a moment as her breath caught in her throat. Sartrum? Why would it be him? Confused, she thought about everything that occurred between them and couldn't find a reason for him to act out in this way. Her wet eyes grew hot as her cheeks blazed, tears still falling from her face as she clenched her mother's tattered dress. Feeling a heaviness enveloping in her chest, she began to grit her teeth, looking all around her. I don't deserve this. Any of it. Upon seeing Catherine's mixed expression, Dracul could feel an odious pit swelling in his stomach, traveling up his throat until it overtook his mind. A crooked transformation was bubbling inside of him, begging to be released. In an instant, he made his way out of her window, tracking for any signs of Sartrum. The hazy green trail he had left disappeared before long, so he resorted to searching for Sartrum the same way he searched for the now deceased drunkard. Discovering remnants of an estranged, palpitating heart, he sneered and followed its trail. Impure thoughts of violence flooded his mind as he envisioned himself before Sartrum, eager for them to become reality. The heart trail became stronger and louder as he neared Sartrum's cabin. Smiling to himself, he would have thought Sartrum would at least attempt to hide after such an act. However, he truly wasn't surprised, as he would always have little expectations when it came to him. Finally at the cabin, he peered through the window to find Sartrum inside, holding onto one of Catherine's kerchiefs, pressing it hard against his cheek with closed eyes. A rotten vine grew inside of Dracul's chest as he took a hold of the front door handle, breaking the lock with a single turn. Thank you for listening to episode 36 of Dracul. Finally tasting Catherine's blood, it looks as though Dracul almost became her with the eye color change. Does this happen with all of his victims? What the heckaroony was Sartrum thinking? How could he destroy everything that mattered most to Catherine? And what in the wazoo is Dracul gonna do? Stay tuned for future episodes by subscribing to this podcast on the platform you're listening to it on. All narration, writing, and music is composed by Priscilla Ibarra. Certain sound effects are from the website Zapsplat. A huge thank you and shout out to my friend and former colleague, Edwin DePaz, for performing Dark Romance specifically for this podcast. I hope you're liking the darker turn this podcast is taking. If not, you can always re-listen to the earlier episodes.